I'm good. I'm sorry I was late. Thank you, sir.
Oh, no worries. All right, if the recording's starting, I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order of the Arizona Public School Credit Enhancement Eligibility Board. It's 4:03 PM, July 22nd, the year 2020. Acknowledge, item two on the agenda is the board meeting minutes, acknowledging the audio minutes from our last meeting on December 18th, 2019. I don't believe we have to make any approval of those since it's audio recording.
Chairman Pro Tem Swenson, I'm sorry to interrupt. I think we need to take attendance.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay. Staff, you want to take attendance?
Yep, of course. Chairman Pro Tem Swenson?
Present.
Member Tobin?
Present.
Chairwoman Conger is unable to attend. You have quorum.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Interrupt me whenever I go off script. So I just talked about number two, board meeting minutes. We acknowledge that those are audio minutes, so there's no need to have a motion to approve. Item three on the agenda is staff report. So turn that over to Bryce, I guess.
Sure. Chairman Pro Tem Swenson and Member Tobin, the quarterly report for calendar year 2020 quarter two was due to the legislature on July 30th, 2020. We delivered the 2020 quarter two report on July 13th. The calendar year 2020 quarter three report is due on October 30th. The credit enhancement program dashboard, it has been updated to reflect the approval and bond issuance for Candeo Schools approved at the December 18th meeting. After this issuance, the program is at 67.2% capacity with $107.4 million in the credit enhancement fund. And then an update on Candeo Schools. On December 18th, 2019, the board approved Candeo Schools for an enhancement amount not to exceed $22 million to refinance existing debt, purchase land, and construct additional classroom space to add 540 seats. The bonds were issued slightly lower at $19.6 million on February 13th, 2020. Are there any questions on the staff reports?
None. I don't have any. Director Tobin?
No, thanks, Mark. I'm okay.
Okay. Bryce, I guess we should have advised the public to register for public comment by sending an email to goe@az.gov with a subject title reading Credit Enhancement Program Public Comment. I don't see anybody in terms of participants as public, but I thought for the record, I better say that. I apologize for missing that on the script. So. Bryce, can you run through item four on the agenda?
Sure. QTech Rock LLP was contracted as the board's counsel up to June 30th, 2020. On June 24th, QTech Rock LLP provided an updated letter of engagement for consideration, which would extend their contract to June 30th of 2022.
Okay, so I would accept the motion to accept the proposed engagement letter.
So moved.
I second it. So all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Motion carries. And we move to the public comment period. And seeing that there's no members of the public, we can move for an adjournment. Before that, Director Tobin, there was one item that we had to move to another meeting, and that is the payment of the annual 1% sort of kicker to the general fund. Just I think with the pandemic and staff scheduling, there's a delay in getting that calculation, but I've talked with Bryce. We should have that done by the end of today or early tomorrow. So if it's okay with you, we might have another short telephonic meeting on Friday to approve that transfer so we can get it in before the books close on 2020 on Friday.
Yeah, I'll be around. That's okay. Not a problem. Yep.
Right. All right.
Move to adjourn.
No further business. I heard a motion to adjourn. So be it.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.